Certifying health-related claims on foods, David Sparks, with the Ag Information Network of the West. Before a company can introduce a product with special claims into commerce, such as grass-fed, free-range, no antibiotics, or raised without antibiotics, or humanely raised, Jeff Canavan with the USDA Food and Safety Inspection Service says,
they would have to submit and receive label approval.
Now, the USDA Food and Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, obviously deals with the safety of the food every day. USDA has inspectors in every plant in the country that processes meat and poultry products. So they got a pretty good feel for how these products are produced once the animals get to the processing plants. But the law says that FSIS is in charge of checking out claims made on the labels of those products, claims going all the way back to the farm.
So we require certain documentation to be submitted to support that the claims are, again, truthful and not misleading. So if, for example, a claim such as no antibiotics administered, and so generally the type of information we need is a detailed written description explaining the controls used for ensuring that the raising claim is valid from birth to harvest.
And for some claims, there are people and groups who specialize in certifying that farms are doing what the proposed product label claims that they are doing. Somewhere, sometime a long time ago, that was called Truth in Advertising. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.